All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks for my key games in the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I'm going to start off in SEC country, and there's a big one this Saturday afternoon in the SEC East that will pit the 6th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs on the road in Columbia to take on the 24th-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks. Now, generally, these two teams meet early on in SEC conference play, and the winner is sitting in the catbird seat to represent the SEC East, while the loser really has a hole to dig out of. And in this case, South Carolina has already lost one conference game in their regular season opener at home to Texas A&M. The last thing that they can ill afford to do is go down 0-2 at home, but more importantly, 0-2 at home in the SEC. Now, you look at Georgia senior quarterback Hudson Mason. He has really waited his time as an understudy to former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray. It's a situation for Mason. He does not have to do it alone. Georgia has a good defense. And you look at the running game with Todd Gurley and Keith Marshall, which should be the difference in this game for Georgia. Now, South Carolina and their head coach Steve Spurrier have to go back to the drawing board. They've had two tough opponents in their first two games. Of course, they lost the regular season opener at home to Texas A&M, and they struggled last week with a good East Carolina football team. You look at South Carolina quarterback Dylan Thompson. Try not to do everything yourself. You have some playmakers around you. More importantly, South Carolina needs to rely on running back Mike Davis. But it will not be enough, as Georgia will be able to go on the road and get the 31-23 victory. Saturday night in the Big Ten, the Penn State Nittany Lions travel to Piscataway to take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. Now, the bowl ban has been lifted for Penn State. They will be bowl eligible immediately, which is great news for Penn State head football coach James Franklin and his Nittany Lions. Now, there is history between these two teams. You have to go back to their days as independents. Of course, Penn State joined the Big Ten Conference in the early 90s, and then Rutgers was in the Big East, and these two teams still met then, sometimes at the old Giant Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Now, you look at Penn State quarterback Christian Hackenberg, 4 touchdowns and 4 interceptions on the early season, but this kid will get dialed in as the season goes on. He has one of the best big arms in the world of college football. This is the first Big Ten conference game for Rutgers, and they're looking to go out there and make a name for themselves. You look at Rutgers quarterback Gary Nova. Early on this season, he has 6 touchdowns to 1 interception, and the way that he takes care of the football will loom huge in this game for the Scarlet Knights. Along with Nova, it's also running back Paul James, who has 216 yards on the early season, and he is averaging over 5 yards per carry. This will be Penn State's biggest test of the season. They already had a tough one in the first game against Central Florida. It will also be the biggest test of the season for Rutgers as well. But I think the Nittany Lions are able to go on the road and defeat Rutgers by a score of 31-20. And finally, down at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, the 12th-ranked UCLA Bruins will take on the Texas Longhorns. Now, the Bruins in their first two games have played down to their opponents. You look at the fact that UCLA struggled with Virginia in their regular season opener, and they struggled at home last week with Memphis. Now, in the first game, it was UCLA's defense that carried them, and last week at home at the Rose Bowl, it was Brett Hundley, the quarterback, and the UCLA offense that was able to carry the Bruins. This time, they're going to need a team effort if they're going to be able to go on the road and defeat Texas. And the reason why I say that, Texas was embarrassed last week at home at the hands of BYU. And you know, under head coach Charlie Strong, they are going to have a much more spirited effort this Saturday night. Now, no David Ash, a quarterback for Texas. He's still suffering from symptoms of a concussion. The same could be said for Jackson Shipley as well. The Longhorns may not have their services of their outstanding wideout, but the Longhorns still have Tyrone Swoops, who got his feet wet at quarterback last week for the Longhorns, and this is a guy that Charlie Strong is going to build on along with running back Jonathan Gray. You are going to see a much more spirited effort this Saturday night from the Longhorns, but it will not be enough as the UCLA Bruins simply are the better team, and I'm going to take UCLA on the road by a score of 34-23. Those are my key games for this upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I want to thank all of you fine folks out there for tuning in. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 2 in the National Football League. Once again, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.